This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome to the Glow Show on Joy 94.9. My name's Dee Mason and I'm joined by Gabby Tyack, who's leading senior constable with Victoria Police and also one of Victoria's Glows. Welcome, Gabby.
Hi.
You
want me to talk more then, hi?
You're in fact our leading Glow, is that right?
Well, I'm the only full-time Glow.
That's right.
Senior Constable Glow.
That's right, Head Glow. We're joined also in the studio by, well, let's just back it up and say that today's episode is going to be all about the football, which I know absolutely, I'm the only lesbian in Australia that knows nothing at all about football. And so we're happy to welcome to the studio from our very own Chicks Talking Footy and one of the newest mothers on the block, Fiona Newton. Welcome, Fiona.
Great to be here.
What is that you are holding in your arms?
I'm holding my baby.
Who is Jackson, and he is exactly how old?
He's 4.5 months old. The plan was that Jason Gibbs, our lovely production manager, would be babysitting him, but then he screamed his lungs out, so I've had to put
Jason
him to sleep.
Jason or Jackson?
Well, they're a gang, aren't they? There's only an X missing from one of those names, really.
It was touch and go. Well, if you hear a little blurp from young Jackson, we'll just push on with it. Fiona, I've got you in because you are, of course, one of the hosts of Chicks Talking Footy Wednesday nights on Joy. I know less about football than you do, and I'd love you to introduce our very special guest here at the Glow Show.
Well, we do have a very special guest. Her name is Laura Bailey. She's a AFLW player with the Western Bulldogs, a defender, I believe, but can play in other parts of the ground. And I also plays for the St Kilda Sharks, which is a VFLW, formerly the VWFL player. So a lot of the girls, obviously enjoyed the 8-week AFLW season and what a great season that was and have now gone back to their local club. So what's that like, Laura, to, you know, experience the heights of the AFLW? And then some of the girls we've spoken to from the AFLW said they've gone back from having 5 coaches and national profile to picking up dog poo off the oval. Is that?
Yeah, you're exactly right about the dog poo. I stood in dog poo last training session. So it is good for the agility with the dog poo on the field. But yeah, you're right. Like, you go from world-class facilities to then going back to your local league. But I think it's just important to understand that you're all there for a reason. And I guess it's still good to be playing football, and it's also good to be back with your former mates and all that playing at St Kilda Sharks.
Yeah, well, the St Kilda Sharks, I think, had quite a number of players that did make it into the AFLW. In fact, we talked to Anne Rulton on our show, who was one of the founders of the St Kilda Sharks, and she said she was crying because she saw, I think there's a dozen players in the AFLW, something like that. What's special about the club that we were able to grow so many talented people?
Yeah, I have actually been at St Kilda for coming up 3 seasons now, and obviously Anne's been a huge part at the St Kilda Sharks. I guess the coaching staff that they've always had at St Kilda has always pushed to make their players a lot better, and we all, I guess you could say that we all pushed to make each other better as well. And it was just very fortunate that I had people around me such as Brianna Davey, who played for Carlton, and Tilly Lucas-Rod, who was again a Carlton star. So, we had 13 AFL-listed players back at the St Kilda Sharks. So, yeah, we all, I guess, motivate each other.
Now, Laura, you're not just an excellent footballer. You're also a member of Victoria Police Force and one of our very own Glows. And I believe that Gabby Tyack might be responsible for making you one. Is that right?
Well, I hunted Laura down. Would you say that, Laura? Did I hunt you?
Yeah, a couple of emails I think I received.
I think because once we realised that there are a couple of Victoria Police women who played for the AFLW, I thought what a great way to promote the Glow role, particularly with a lot of lesbians following the AFLW. Except for you. It's a great big fan base, and often we're having trouble reaching that community through the Glows. That the lesbian community doesn't often know what the Glows are, that we exist and why we exist. So I thought with the profile that Laura would have playing for the AFLW that it would be wonderful if she could be a Glow. And it's pretty much when I asked her, she basically jumped on and said, absolutely, I'd love to.
And is Victoria Police the kind of employer that helps out with the getting to and from training? Like, how do you manage to work that? I imagine that what little I know of the AFLW is that most of the women there have a full-time job working somewhere else or parenting or whatever. So how do you make it work with the job?
Again, it was something that was extremely difficult, playing both AFL football and having a full-time policing career. And there were some days where I was starting my shift I was getting up at 4:30 in the morning and then not getting to sleep until about 11 o'clock at night. So sleep was quite rare, but Victoria Police were incredible in making sure that my dreams became a reality as well, because at the end of the day, my policing is a career for me, and I was never going to put that on hold just for my AFL career, and I was just very fortunate that I could do both.
I see Fiona Newton shaking her head because she said, she's like, you don't know sleepless nights.
Yeah, I'm like, talk to the hand. actually, we had Beck Goddard on our show recently. She's the premiership coach of the Adelaide Crows, and she's a federal police officer. So, I mean, she kept doing that role while she was coaching.
Cops
as well.
And football.
Cops and football. What's that about?
Do you play Gabby?
No. I'm a little bit scared. I played one season. Oh, actually, I played one game of NFL, so American football. And I was so bruised, even wearing all the safety gear and protective gear. And I thought, yeah, these players are probably at least 10 years younger than me, and I don't want to break bones and that affect the rest of my life. So I retired undefeated.
Yeah,
because I won that game. But yeah, not for me. If I was maybe 10 years younger, 15 years younger, I would probably go for it.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. A lot of the girls did get injured during the AFLW season.
They were dropping like flies.
Dropping like flies. Yeah. And how does that affect your job if you do get injured? Do you get paid leave, and how does that work?
I actually got injured in the practice match against Collingwood at the Holden Centre there. I tore a ligament that ran on my left thumb. So obviously that then made me not operational within the police force. I had to declare my injury at the time, and from there I guess Victoria Police was just so versatile that I then was able to work inside and work an office job for a little bit, and then it was extremely difficult with some of the girls that had long-term injuries. It did affect their job, but again, you just got to make it work.
Yeah.
And for Laura, like, I was talking to her about coming on and talking about how does the sport and Victoria Police work together, and she was telling me about the really long hours that she had to do, and now she's just joined our family violence unit, so they work a bit more normal office kind of hours, so she's not doing night shifts anymore. So basically from maybe a month ago leading up to the AFLW season early next year, she's doing better hours, which are better for her and her training. So, I mean, that wasn't done. She wasn't given that job because she's a football player. There are areas within Victoria Police where you can have a bit better at managing your hours that would suit that kind of role and then the sport.
And Gabby, what's the relationship that you're wanting to build between GLOW and the AFLW, and what's the connection there?
Well, I'm really keen on promoting the role of GLOW, because for the LGBTR community, we are there to assist in helping that particular community in reporting crimes, making them feel safe to come to police if they're a victim of crime, or even if they just want some advice from police. A lot of people don't come to us and don't trust us for various reasons. So I figure that if we've got a big fan base for the football and we've got GLOWs and police officers who are part of that sport, then that would help bridge that gap.
And you've got a chopper chop in your vest, so it's all helping, isn't it?
Well, that bridges that gap too.
Is that police issue? Gabby Tayac is wearing a flak jacket of sorts with special rainbow markings.
Yes.
And it has I guess it's police issue, chopper chop sitting there. You can't describe it without a brand name, can you? Because it is distinctively the round candy with the stick.
Yes. Yeah. It is. Well, I mean, we get hungry and we
low blood sugar.
Yeah, we need to keep our sugar levels up and there's lots of little spots on the jacket and the vest that fit various things. So that was a perfect spot for it. I just haven't eaten it yet, that's all.
How come the cops don't get donuts in Australia like they do in the States?
You get chubba chubs.
Yeah.
That would be a really weird look on the vest, I think.
Yeah. In America.
And it would be squishy.
It doesn't keep.
Police officer can go into a donut store in America and expect free donuts and coffee. They never pay.
Well, I mean, I guess we could do that here.
Go on then.
Depending on where we work.
You've got the other one with the gun.
Get a free hot dog at the footy, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So is there any, what other interactions can we do with the GLOW and with Victoria Police? Is there?
Well, GLOWs go out to a lot of community events. We, during midsummer, there are a lot of sporting events that are involved. So we just make sure if Laura's available that she comes along to various things that might be suitable. So sporting events, they have the, I think, Footscray Park down near the Victoria University. They have the sporting event every midsummer. I can't remember what it's called. So that might be something she could go to. It's really just letting people know GLOWs exist to encourage them to trust us to report to us, because it's such a massive underreporting of homophobic, transphobic, biphobic crime that we want people to feel that just because you're part of that community doesn't mean you have to suffer, and that you should be reporting to us. And part of the GLOW's role is that if you don't want to go through the whole court process of being a victim, you can still tell us that you're a victim of crime, give us the information. We don't necessarily have to take your details, but we want to know that something's occurred so that we can hopefully prevent it from happening to someone else.
Laura, Australian rules football is a sport that's certainly been associated with sort of homophobic slurs in the past, and certainly in the men's game. Do you find that it's softer in the women's game? I mean, there must be sledging on some level, but I imagine that it's like, what's the nature of the game on the field?
There definitely is sledging, but it's very minor.
Right.
And it's nothing direct where it...
Your brother's ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing where it...
And you're like, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't affect someone's sexuality or, I guess, appearance either. So I've found women's AFL to push a lot, I guess, for inclusion for women and young girls coming through the sport. So I've come from a basketball background. I played professional basketball before I played AFL. And the day I walked into an AFL club, I just saw there was so much inclusion and it was very diverse. And that's what I loved about
it. In terms of from the player's point of view, there's more diverse player group.
Absolutely. No matter your race, gender, sexuality, you are included. And that it's just that team environment.
And is it just because you're at the Bulldoggies? Or is it is it that across? Because I don't think they're a very inclusive club, even in the men's division, right?
Yeah, Western Bulldogs, they focus a lot on community.
Yeah.
But that's even coming down to St Kilda Sharks. That was one of the first clubs that I walked into. And yeah, I guess everyone feels just so included.
Are you from Victoria yourself?
I am. So I'm a Ballarat girl, so I'm a country girl.
Okay.
And I moved to Melbourne just to pursue my football career.
Have you had to put an allegiance to a particular team aside to play for the Dogs?
I have, unfortunately.
Can I guess?
Because I'm really good at this. My father's disgust.
Even though I know nothing about football, I'm going to say Collingwood.
No.
Oh.
Ooh, don't say that word.
You've said that and I've got my teeth too.
I just wanted to dredge up some Collingwood gags.
I'm an Essendon supporter.
Oh, okay.
One-eyed.
Sorry,
and
Your best friend Moddy's an Essendon supporter.
Is that right?
Yeah. You didn't even know that?
Well, that is very, very interesting. Gabby, let's get more.
Well, I'm a Geelong supporter, just so everyone
forgot
knows.
Forgot to ask.
Oh, yeah. Gabby, I'm a Hawks supporter. See you Saturday.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Calm the D's.
Yeah, if I knew that, I wouldn't have agreed to do this.
We're inclusive, but not that inclusive.
No.
I do think it's hilarious that we sit here, you know, all nice talking about inclusion and everybody's welcome. And we go, Collingwood, boom.
Yeah, there's a different type of inclusion.
What's the plan, Laura? How many seasons will you get out of this sport professionally?
I'm not 100% sure. Sure, purely because after each season the coach reevaluates, and we've already had players, I think we had 10 that were delisted as a result of the first season. So
bad behaviour or injury?
Not even bad behaviour or injury. It just might be performance. But yeah, I'm just going to take it year by year. And like I've said to my family, I don't mind if I get delisted as long as I can say that I gave it 110%.
Yeah, good attitude.
How many years do you reckon she's got?
Oh, see? Look, if she wants it. How old are you, Laura?
24. I had to
25,
think about
got
that.
10 years. 10 yeah. years.
Yeah. Wow. Easy. As long as the body and mind holds up, because concussion, they're pretty rough.
Some of the women playing are in their late 30s.
Anybody wearing helmets in that league?
One of my best friends wears a helmet.
Heather?
Brittany Benici.
Oh.
What a
who,
great name,
plays,
Brittany Benici.
She plays for Collingwood, and she's gone through. She's gone. No, you don't know much about football, but you've got that one.
Yeah.
So she had a lot of concussions, so she now has been advised to wear a helmet. So.
How have we modified the game for women? Is there changes in the rules or the approach to the game?
There was a couple of changes. So obviously in the men, there's 18 on a field. It was brought down to 16 for the women. But there wasn't too much of
a
change.
Ball.
A smaller ball. We play with a size 4 now. Yeah.
Right. So and like a youth league ball or something.
Yeah, and the quarters are a bit shorter.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't play time on.
They did research, and obviously I think they sized up a whole pile of girls' hands. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then they went with the
pile
size.
Of girls. Still weighs the same, yeah. It's a different size.
Oh, right.
There you go.
What about the catching of the ball on the chest? Is that still?
That was never an issue.
Really?
Okay. It was brought up in media and all that sort of thing.
Because you catch on your breastbone, I imagine, wouldn't you? Not on any soft part.
I don't really remember games, so honestly, I can't even tell you.
Laura gets hit in the head a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually true.
Yeah. You're taught to catch the ball out anyway, so.
Because it bounces off your chest.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
So, you put your arms right out and catch it out there.
In a classic cross-promotional bid, Fiona Newton, Chicks Talking Footy, sensational season for you guys. See the way I've gone all Aussie for you?
Oh, yeah.
Great season for you guys. You're in the off-season. No, you're in the on-season now.
Very
it is winter.
So. Yeah.
How's the show going and what's the plans for the off-season?
Well, there is no off-season anymore now that the Women's League's here. But,
oh, of course, right.
Yeah. Look, we have had a great first season. We've only been going for 15 months, but in that time, I think just the timing of the show with the AFLW being launched and AFL had their first Pride game last year at Etihad between St Kilda and Sydney, which is also happening again up in Sydney this weekend. And the Chicks are all flying up to Sydney.
What teams have you got playing for the Pride
It's still
game?
Sydney and St Kilda again.
Oh, so as we had down here.
Yeah, but Sydney's hosting it up there this time. So.
Great.
So, yeah, we'll be broadcasting for 4 hours up there again. Unfortunately, D was a bit of a highlight of last year's Pride game, but won't be there this year, I think.
Oh. You'll cope.
You'll cope. She was You'll going cope. Around interviewing everyone. It was hilarious. But, yeah, and we did a lot of reporting on the AFLW. We've had a lot of the players like Laura in at the show and a lot of the heroes of the women's game going back decades being on the show. And we're just a great bunch of chicks.
Yeah, and it just really did hit the right time and the right mark, didn't it? Because this is born of a general sports show that you used to have and then you
Well, I pitched for this show at Joy 2 years ago because I go to the football with girls and some of those girls have boyfriends that don't follow the football.
Yeah.
And so I thought they're going because they love the game, not because they're following their boyfriends along.
Yeah.
And I thought there must be lots of women out there that are like that. And, of course, you know, with women's football and that kind of thing. So I thought – and there wasn't – at the time there wasn't that many girls – talking about it on radio or podcasts or anything like that. And I think if we had have launched the show probably 5 years ago, I wouldn't have had the impact that it's had now. It just seems to be the right
time, right place.
We still would have been having a ball talking about it, but I don't. Yeah.
Oh, you do go on, don't you, about your footy?
Bang on about it, yeah. It was a half an hour show and then they extend it to an hour.
It's a good name because it's all it is chicks talking actual footy. doesn't get more accurate.
But it's a
than
great
that.
Sport. I mean, I grew up in New South Wales and all I knew was rugby league.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, compared to AFL, it's not an amazing sport. It's slow to meet.
Big men
boring.
Running into each other.
Yeah, they're just blocks. And this is people with skill and they're athletic. And it's much more interesting, and I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad.
I'm going to get into it. Can't the mighty D's.
No, you're not.
No. I do say it at the start of every season, I'm going to get into that.
You're just jealous that we're having so much fun.
Yeah, we are.
Chicks Talking Netty, that's what I'm waiting for. Well, I reckon there's room for a Chicks Talking Sailing.
Oh, there's Chicks Talking Cricket, Chicks Talking, Chicks Talking.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, big thanks to Laura Bailey from the AFLW. She's with the Western Bulldogs. You know her, of course. Big thanks to Fiona Newton from Chicks Talking Footy and my co-host, of course, Gabby Tyack from Victoria Police. I've been Dee Mason and this is The Glow Show. If you want to contact Gabby Glow, you can email glowshow, GLLOSHOW at joy.org.au anytime. She'll respond directly, straight away. Or give her a call. No, don't do that. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.